Well, I guess we're a bit tired now. We have 5 days full on. 3 days, I guess the first two were pretty disappointing. The weather definitely inhibited our enjoyment of it, but I was very, very proud of the way my staff responded at every level. Saturday was a great day with a sell-out crowd. But overall, I'm very happy and satisfied that we've got through our first test match at the Rose Bowl, I would think, with flying colours.
It's somewhere around, give or take a thousand or two, 45,000 tickets sold for the 5 days. Are you happy with that?
Yes, I am. I think that's good, actually, for a Sri Lanka test match, under all of the circumstances, given the weather forecast we had leading up to it in the last week. I think we're all quite happy with that. It's the first series of the summer is, generally speaking, a lower demand series than the second one. So, yeah, I'm happy.
And I guess the obvious question as well is, I mean, have you made a profit on it? How's the finances looking? Is it too early to say?
I'm afraid it is a bit early to tell. I would be the first to know, and I don't know yet. I would think we might be going black on this, but I can't guarantee that as we stand here. One area which was substantially down on projections was corporate hospitality. That market does seem to have been hit a bit by the recession. But overall, I don't think we'll be far away one way or the other.
Have you learned anything over these 5 days?
Yeah, I've learned it's hard work. And I have learned that the weather can sometimes dash your brightest prospects when you least expect it. But a lot of things that I did know, and that is that I've got a fantastic groundsman, Nigel Gray, and great team behind him. I've got wonderful, committed staff who make the best of every circumstance. Those things I knew, and now I think we've proved it to a lot of people over a long period of time.
Many experts and pundits have praised the wicket, haven't they? They've said a new test venue, sometimes they come along and they're very bland to get the 5 days in. This one has offered something for both teams.
Yeah, well, as I've said before, I was told some weeks before the test match by Nigel Gray not to worry about the wicket. He was confident about it. In fairness, if Nigel's confident about it, that's good enough for me.
Has this encouraged you? I know you want more test matches here at the Rose Bowl. Has this encouraged you to bid more?
I don't think we need to necessarily be bidding more now. You know, we bid a lot for this test match in order to get to the top table. What we wanted to do when we got there was prove that we were capable of it. I'd like to think that we've gone a long way towards that over the last 5 days. The process is slightly different these days, whereby the fee for a basket of products is set, and it's up to us then to put our best foot forward and give the reasons why those fixtures should be allotted to us and not to other grounds. It's now in the hands of the Major Matches Group, who I think are pretty fair in their dealings with these matters. So, yeah, I think we're in a good place.